الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. In the previous ayat, Allah explained about those women and those men who commit lewd sins, whether it is of adultery, lesbianism, homosexuality, whatever kind of sins they commit. Particularly to that the reference is made, generally to any and everyone who has committed sins. So Allah Ta'ala says that a person who commits sins and then he makes tawbah, Allah accepts the tawbah of those people, no matter what sins a person has committed. And from other ayat of the Quran and hadith we see that the person who killed 99 and then 100 people, he also was forgiven. Allah accepted his tawbah also. A person who is a 99-year-old, 100-year-old idol worshipper, a kafir, but he makes tawbah, Allah accepts his tawbah. So a person must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, and in fact never delay in making tawbah, because we don't know when mort will come. The doors of tawbah close when a person sees the clear signs of akhirat, when he sees the farishtas now, and he doesn't see anything of dunya now, he sees akhirat now, then his tawbah at that time is closed, the doors of tawbah are closed. And for all people of the world, when Qiyamah will come and when the sun will rise from the west on one day, from the west, and then after that still the life will carry on in the world, but from then doors of tawbah will be closed. People who don't make tawbah before that, then their tawbah won't be accepted. So a person must not delay in making tawbah to Allah when Allah is so merciful, and whatever sins we might have committed, we just have to make tawbah and Allah readily accepts that tawbah. Our tawbah must be correct, must be sincere, and Allah accepts the tawbah. And Allah does not only forgive the sins, but Allah replaces them with good deeds, and Allah gives much more from His side also. And Allah raises a person's stages in Jannah, though he was such a big sinner. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Tawbah, qabool karne Allah ko zarur. So Allah will definitely accept tawbah. Allah has made it on Himself compulsory that whoever will turn in repentance and in tawbah to me, I will accept his tawbah. And what does that mean? Not just to say the words, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, but it means to change a person's life, to give up all his sins, come out of that sin, and promise not to commit them. Though, even if he knows, I'm so bad and so weak, I will commit that sins, but at that time of his tawbah, he promises, I will not commit them again. And he, whatever the rights of anyone are, if he's got qaza, namazas, rozas, he starts fulfilling that. If he has wronged people, taken money from people, he fought and argued and swore at people, he must go and make up all those things. Then his tawbah is accepted. So it means to correct our lives, to make our islah, to reform ourselves. That is what is called tawbah. A person who does that, Allah says, it's compulsory for me to accept that tawbah. لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Unki hai jo karte hai bura kaam jahalat se. This is the tawbah Allah accepts for all those people who committed sins in ignorance. That is, that whenever a person commits a sin, he is an ignorant person. Though he might be knowing that I am committing a sin, I'm disobeying Allah. But why is he committing the sin? Because he is ignorant of the qudrat of Allah. If Allah is to punish me, what will happen? He is ignorant of the consequences of his action. If I do all these actions, what will be the result of it? So that's why a person commits sin. And this ignorance is not only that a person didn't know something is a sin and he committed it, but it is any type of sin that a person commits A person commits sin because of his ignorance, because he's not aware of the presence of Allah, though he might know, but at that time he's not aware. He's not aware of the great qudrat of Allah. Allah can, at that time, when he's committing the sin, or after he has committed sin, Allah can make him go mad. He used his brains in the wrong way. Allah can cause him to be paralyzed, anything. So he is unaware of this great qudrat of Allah. So a person who commits sins, in other words, in any case, whatever a person commits sins, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فِرْ تَوْبَةَ كَرْتَ هَيْ جَلْدِ سَيْ. And then they make quickly tawbah. This also, there are two explanations given by ulama. One is, after committing the sin, a person doesn't delay. He makes tawbah immediately. The other is, before maut comes to him. He has got chance to make tawbah till before maut comes to him. And nobody knows when maut is coming, so he cannot delay this tawbah. We are all sitting here, we don't know, perhaps some before the end of the day, we are already in our qabr, we have passed away. Nobody has got guarantee of anything. So a person must not delay in making tawbah. All the time, we are such that we are committing gunas right, left and center. All the time, and we don't make any tawbah whatsoever. Not even the words of tawbah come on our tongue. So we should make tawbah where we're prone to commit guna, so we should make more tawbah. All the time we should make tawbah. So any person, anyway, a person who commits guna because of his ignorance, and then he makes tawbah before he dies. So ulaika yatubu Allahu alayhim. To unko Allah maaf kar deta hai. Allah forgives such people. So Allah has been very, very merciful. Yeah, for example, a person who is guilty of some crime, and then he says, I make tawbah. The court charges, won't be dropped from him. He'll still be charged. And even if he accepts, I made a mistake, but he will be still punished for that. But by Allah, we ask for forgiveness, and Allah forgives the sins. Though we are found guilty in the court of Allah, and even the sentence has been passed, this is your sentence now, but we just make tawbah, Allah does not only forgive those sins, Allah changes them into good deeds. So we should not delay in taking advantage of this great mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Or Allah sab kuch janne wala hai, hikmat wala. And Allah is the knower of everything. All your gunas which you commit, Allah knows. And when you are making your tawbah, who is sincere and who is not sincere? Who, just because now he committed guna and conditions, halat have come on him, and just to come out of that halat is making tawbah. He's not sincerely changing his life. He's not sincerely turning to Allah. He's just outwardly, just to make the people happy, he says, I make tawbah now. Many a husband or wife who do wrong to their spouses, and the marriage is on the rocks, then they say, we make tawbah, we ask for forgiveness. But that is just to keep the marriage in order, that this other partner does not leave that person. The husband does not give talaq, but they don't change actually, just for expediency, just for that moment, just to come out of that problem. Allah is aware of all the conditions. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is full of wisdom. That Allah Ta'ala, who knows everything. The husband cannot know everything of his wife. The wife cannot know everything of her husband. But Allah knows each and everything. What was our motive and object of doing a thing? And how serious was the crime? Everything Allah is fully aware of. In spite of all that, Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, that He tells us, you just make sincere tawbah with the correct conditions, with sincerity, and I accept your tawbah. And I forgive you all your sins, and I change your sins into good deeds, in fact. So this ayat is a great, great encouragement for us, that we must not delay in making tawbah. At least bare minimum, we should read 100 times every day, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Make tawbah and istighfar. Keep on doing it, the reality will come. And our true sincere Tawbah will come in our lives. We will change our lives for the better. And then we will experience the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. Allah give us all tawfiq to stay away from guna. And whatever perchance we do commit guna, to make sincere tawbah and istighfar. It is also a great paradox and irony that those people who openly and in big amounts they make, they commit sins, they don't make tawbah. Whereas on the other hand, those people who are righteous and pious, they are making a lot of tawbah. They're feeling guilty all the time. Whereas those who commit sins openly, they don't make namaz, etc. They are far from deen, they don't make no tawbah. And those person who, the more he understands the reality, the more he is closer to Allah, he obeys all commands of Allah. He stays away from sin. With that, he makes tawbah also all the time. And we get this lesson from namaz. Namaz is the biggest form of our ibadat. But at the end of namaz, we read, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. We make tawbah istighfar at the end of namaz. Such it must be in our whole life. Namaz is it has been prescribed for us that our whole life must come on the tartib, on the system of namaz. We surrender to Allah Ta'ala. We only think of Allah Ta'ala. And at the end, we ask Allah for forgiveness. That must be our condition. At the end of every day, before we go to sleep, we should make tawbah. Regularly, we should make tawbah. And that fortunate, very fortunate is that person that before his maut comes, he makes more sincere, more precious, he makes tawbah and istighfar. Very fortunate is that person. May Allah give us all tawfiq of tawbah, istighfar, of staying away from sin and guna. Wa akhiru da'wana.